M76 recording length 13 minutes and 50 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 76 Planetary Nebula M76, NGC 650, Type 3 plus 6, in Perseus Little Dumbo Nebula M76.jpg, Right Ascension 01, 42.4, H colon M, declination plus 51, 34, Deg colon M, distance 3.4, Cli, visual brightness 10.1, Mag, apparent dimension 2.7x1.8, Arc Min, discovered by Pierre McCain in 1780, Planetary Nebula Messier 76, Million 76, NGC 650-650 firsts, as one of the faintest Messier objects, and one of only four planetary nebulae in Messier's catalog, situated in the eastern part of constellation Perseus. M76 was discovered by Pierre McCain on September 5, 1780, who reported it to Charles Messier, who observed it on October 21, 1780, determined its position and added it to his catalog. While McCain found it to be a nebula without stars, Messier thought it was composed of small stars with some nebulosity, probably being fooled by foreground or background stars. Lord Rosse erroneously suspected to have detected some spiral structure in this nebula. In 1866, William Huggins, the pioneer of spectroscopy, found its spectrum to be gaseous, showing nebulium lines. Pioneer astrophotographer Isaac Roberts found that this was not a double, but a single nebula, and first suspected it might be a broad ring seen edgewise. In 1918, Heber D. Curtis correctly classified it as a planetary nebula for the first time. M76 is among the fainter Messier objects. It is known under the names Little Dumbo Nebula, the most common, Cork Nebula, Butterfly Nebula, and Barbell Nebula, and it was given two NGC numbers as it was suspected to be a double nebula with two components in contact, a hypothesis brought up by William Herschel, who numbered the second component, HI.193, on November 12. 1787, NGC 651 is the north following, east, part of the nebula. The appearance of M76 resembles to some degree that of the Dumbo Nebula M27 most probably. The main body, the bar, or cork, is a bright and slightly elliptical ring we see edge on, from only a few degrees off its equatorial plane. This ring seems to expand at about 42 km/sec, along the axis perpendicular to this plane. The gas expands significantly more rapidly to form the lower surface brightness wings of the butterfly, while the bright part of the nebula is of about 65 arc seconds in diameter. More accurately, the cork is about 42x87, the wings 157x87. This nebula is surrounded by a faint halo covering a region of 290 arc seconds in diameter. Millikan, 1974. This material was probably ejected in the form of stellar winds from the central star when it was still in the red giant phase of evolution. Today the central star is of Mag 16.6 and a high temperature of some 60,000 K, which will probably cool down as a white dwarf over the coming tens of billions of years. As usual for planetary nebulae, M76's visual magnitude is much brighter, 9.6 according to Dunn-Muckholz, personal estimate, 10.1 according to Heinies. The present author thinks this is close to his own perception, than photographically. Most sources agree on 12.2 mag photographically. This is due to the fact that most visual light is emitted in one spectral line, the green 5007 angstrom forbidden line of doubly ionized oxygen, GOII. See our planetary nebulae page. As is not unusual for planetary nebulae, the distance is poorly known, with estimates between 1,700 and 15,000 light-years. The latter value is from Kaufman's universe. Kenneth Glenn Jones has the value of 8,200. Accordingly, the true dimensions of the cork is between 0.34x0.72 and 3.1x6.4 light-years, while the wings extend up to between 1.3 and 11.3 light-years, and the faint halo reaches out to between 2.4 and 21 light-years. Our 3,400 light-years yield 0.68x1.44, 2.6, and 4.8 light-years, while with Kenneth Glenn Jones' distance, the cork is 1.7x3.5, the wings 6.2. and the extension's 11.5 light-years. Messier 76 observations and descriptions discovered by Pierre Mekane on September 5, 1780. Messier, M76, October 21, 1780 76 1H 28 meters 43s, 22 D10, 47, plus 50 D28, 48, Mekane, 22 D10, 26, plus 50 D28, 12, Nebula at the right foot of Andromeda, seen by Mekane on September 5, 1780, and he reports, this nebula contains no star, it is small and faint. On the following October 21, Million Messier looked for it with his achromatic telescope, and it seemed to him that it was composed of nothing but small stars, containing nebulosity, and that the least light employed to illuminate the micrometer wires causes it disappear. Its position was determined from the star Phi Andromedae, of fourth magnitude, Diam, 2, William Herschel, HI.193, part of M76, I.193, November 12, 1787, to close together, both VB Dist, 2, SPNF, 1 is 76 of the Connecticut, two nebulae close together, both very bright, distance 2, one is south preceding and the other north following, one is 76 of the Connaissance Messier's catalogue, 1811, PT volume 1811, p226-336, here p285, 8, of double nebulae with joint nebulosity in addition to the instances referred to in the preceding article of nebulae which are brighter in more than one place, of nebulae that have more than one center of attraction I give the following list of what may be called double nebulae, asterisk, C15 nebulae, including M76. HI.193, SP2, P659, 1787, November 12, SW780. To close together, their nebulosities run into each other, distance of their centers is 1.5 or 2, million 76 and HI.193, actually, the whole object is M76, Smythe, LexCI62, M76. LexCI 76 million per se, R1H 32 meters 16s, DEC and 50D 46.5 mean epoch of observation, 1837.79 October 1837, an oval pearly white nebula, nearly halfway between Gamma Andromedae and Delta Cassiopeiae, close to the toe of Andromeda, though figured in the precincts of Perseus, it trends north and south, with two stars preceding by 11s and 50s. And two following nearly on the same parallel, by 19s and 36s, and just NP of it is the double star above registered, of which I is 9 mag, white, and B14, dusky. When first discovered, Mekane considered it a mass of nebulosity, but Messier thought it was a compressed cluster, and W.H. William Herschel, that it was an irresolvable double nebula. It has an intensely rich vicinity, and with its companions, was closely watched in my observatory, as a gauge of light, during the total eclipse of the moon, on the 13th of October, 1837, being remarkably well seen during the darkness, and gradually fading as the moon emerged. In 1842, I consulted Mr. Challis upon the definition of this nebula in the Great Northumberland Equatorial, and he replied, I looked at the nebula, as you desired, and thought it had a spangled appearance. The resolution, however, was very doubtful. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC385 and GC386. GC385 equals M76, RA1H 33 meters 28.5 meters, NPD39D8, 52.4, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, P of Neb 2 observations by W. N. J. Herschel. Very bright, preceding of double nebula, GC386 equals HI.193, RA1H 33 meters 37.5 meters, NPD39D7, 27.4, 1860.0, VB, F of Neb very bright, following of double nebula, Huggins further observations on the spectra of some nebulae, with a mode of determining the brightness of these bodies, Phil, Trends, Roysock, Volume 156, 1866, p. 381-397, here p. 387, number 385 76 million RA1H 33 meters 28S.5, and PD39D8, 52.4, very bright, preceding of a double nebula, number 386-193H1, RA1H 33 meters 37S.5, and PD39D7, 27.4, very bright, following of a double nebula. Both parts of this nebula give a gaseous spectrum. The brightest only of the three lines usually present was certainly seen. The second line is probably also present. I suspect a faint continuous spectrum of the preceding edge of number 386, Dreyer, NGC 650 and NGC 651, NGC 650 equals GC 385, gain, M76, RA 1H 33 meters 31 meters, NPD 39D 8.3, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, P of Neb, equals M76 very bright, preceding of double nebula, and GC 651 equals GC 386 equals HI.193, RA 1H 33 meters 34 meters, NPD 39D 7.7, 1860.0, VB, F of Neb, equals M76 very bright, following of double nebula, Lick VIII photographs of nebulae and clusters, made with the Crossley reflector, by James Edward Keeler, director of the Lick Observatory, 1898-1900, Publications of the Lick Observatory, Volume VIII, 1908, Plate 5, The Nebula M76 per se, P30, and GC 650, RA equals 136, 0, DEC equals plus 51, 4.0, 1900.0, 1076 P45, number 5, and GC 650, 1899 September 11th, EXP 3H00M, ENL 3.4, Top S, M76. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lick Obs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42, and GC 651. RA equals 1H 36.0 meters. DEC equals plus 51 D4. Planetary 5SN. The Planetary Nebulae. PUBL. Lick Obs. Number 13. Part 3. P5574. With Lick B/W photo. Fig 3. And GC 651. 1H 36.0 meters. Plus 51 D4. Enlarged 5.8 times from a negative of 4H exposure, central star of Magn 16, quite irregular, but evidently to be included as one of the larger members of the planetary class, the central and brighter portion of the nebula is an irregular, patchy oblong 87x42, in PA 40 deg, from the ends of which faint, irregular, ring-like wisps extend, total length 157, in PA 128 deg. Brightest patch at southern end of central part, relics P20, content car as if SEDS, students for the exploration and development of space, accessed September 21, 2007, text to mp3 by spokentext.net, quick and dirty complied by john-morris.net, this recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text to audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.